An act of charity this year in Grand Rapids, Michigan may have a bittersweet ending. Workers in the police department donate their time each year to assemble more than 1,000 bikes. The bikes are then given to kids in need. But some of the workers are likely to be out of work themselves soon after Christmas. Lindsay Smith of member station WGVU has the story.
A few dozen volunteers in their coats and hats are gathering in a huge, cold commercial delivery warehouse north of city limits. They start prying open wide, flat cardboard boxes stacked on pallets 20 high. More than 1,000 new Mongoose and Huffy bikes in 8 different sizes and colors need to be unpackaged, assembled, registered, and then loaded onto semis by the end of the week.
These pads fit very good.
Yeah, they do. It's just the reflectors kind of close.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Rapids Police Detective Les Smith and his 24-year-old son, Tyler, patiently install a red seat cushion on a 16-inch Huffy rocket with training wheels. Each bike and helmet costs $55. The money comes from donations raised mainly by word of mouth. Les Smith has been doing this since the program began here 5 years ago and has a lot of fond memories.
There was a lady that I was dealing with, and she had gotten beat up by her boyfriend, and she had her little kids there. And it just so happened that when they were handing these bikes out, we actually went to her neighborhood, and her daughter came down, and she seen me and wanted me to go help her pick out her bike, which was kind of nice.
Smith has been working with his son at the police department since Tyler was hired as an intern criminal investigator back in September. But he won't get to for much longer.
I was one of the new hirees. December 31st is our last day.
Michigan's second largest city had to make budget cuts mid-fiscal year after the state slashed funds it shares with local governments. Grand Rapids was forced to cut about 70 public safety jobs.
What the heck? Keeps popping off.
You know, I'm generally pretty mechanically inclined, but this doesn't seem to be quite the best design.
Across the table from Tyler and Les Smith, City Patrol Officer Bob Mercier struggles to put the finishing touches on a lavender bike with a Hawaiian floral theme. Mercier won't lose his job, but he knows the cuts will take a toll on everyone.
The whole department's going to be affected.
Yeah.
Because the insurance do a lot of good work and, you know, stuff that allows officers to be on the street.
A couple hours in, the team has about a dozen pink 12-inch Huffy So Sweet bikes for girls and more than 24 red Huffy rockets for boys. Lieutenant Ralph Mason says Les and Tyler Smith have been a staple of this volunteer effort for years. He says it's quite a scene when the police deliver these bikes. A fleet of cop cars and 5 semis full of bikes and gifts travel to one lucky Grand Rapids neighborhood each year.
You know, he likes to lead the cowboy, so that's his big thing. He comes in and he loads up his son with him, and they lead the cowboy.
Lieutenant Mason says most of the officers that work this bike giveaway refuse overtime pay. Despite this month's deep cuts to their paychecks and their department, the police involved in this year's giveaway are already collecting money to buy bikes for next year. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith in Grand Rapids.